We have wanted for the longest time to read to you, because we know that we have told you about the encyclical Quo Primum, but we suspect that you have not followed our advice and gone home and read Quo Primum. So we read it to you. Very important. This was in 1570, and this is St. Pius V. The anniversary is just in a few days of this day, of this apostolic constitution. Because we've been told that we must attend the new Mass, haven't we? And supposedly this Mass that we have has been forbidden. So let's see what St. Pius V has to say about this. We'd like to ask you to, if you've read this before, as we suggested to you, that you raise your hands, but we won't do that. From the very first, upon our elevation to the chief apostleship, we gladly turned our mind and energies and directed all our thoughts to those matters which concerned the preservation of a pure liturgy. And we strove with God's help by every means in our power to accomplish this purpose. For besides other decrees of the Sacred Council of Trent, there were stipulations for us to revise and re-edit the sacred books, the Catechism, the Missal, and the Breviary, with the Catechism published for the instruction of the faithful by God's help, and the Breviary thoroughly revised for the worthy praise of God, in order that the Missal and Breviary may be in perfect harmony as fitting and proper. For it's most becoming that there be in the Church only one appropriate manner of reciting the Psalms and only one rite for the celebration of Mass. We deemed it necessary to give our immediate attention to what still remained to be done, namely, the re-editing of the Missal as soon as possible. Hence, we decided to entrust this work to learned men of our selection. They very carefully collated all their work with the ancient codices in our Vatican Library and with reliable, preserved, or amended codices from elsewhere. Besides this, these men consulted the works of ancient and approved authors concerning the same sacred rites, and thus they have restored the Missal itself to the original form and rite of the Holy Fathers. When this work has been gone over numerous times and further amended after serious study and reflection, we commanded that the finished product be printed and published as soon as possible, so that all might enjoy the fruits of this labor, and thus priests would know which prayers to use and which rites and ceremonies they were required to observe from now on in the celebration of Masses. Let all everywhere adopt and observe what has been handed down by the Holy Roman Church, the mother and teacher of all the other churches, and let Masses not be sung or read according to any other formula than that of this Missal published by us. Not any other formula. This ordinance applies henceforth, now and forever. Forever. Throughout all the provinces of the Christian world, to all patriarchs, cathedral churches, collegiate and parish churches, be they secular or religious, both of men and of women, even of military orders, and of churches or chapels without a specific congregation in which conventual masses are sung aloud in choir or read privately in accord with the rites and customs of the Roman Church. This missal is to be used by all churches, even by those which in their authorization are made exempt, whether by apostolic indult, custom, or privilege, or even if by oath or official confirmation of the Holy See, or have their rights and faculties guaranteed to them by any other manner whatsoever. This new rite, which, by the way, if you compare it, the reason we say this is because when we say that we follow the rite that was given to us and has been with us for all of these centuries, the new Catholics say, no, they changed it. St. Pius V changed it. And so you compare what was in the missal before St. Pius V and what was in the missal afterwards, and they are basically word for word the same. So don't believe when they say that to you. This new rite alone is to be used unless approval of the practice of saying Mass differently was given at the very time of the institution and confirmation of the Church by Apostolic See at least 200 years ago. Like, for instance, there are other rites in the Church that were ancient, like the Dominican Rite, the Carmelite Rite. He says they can continue to say those. Or unless there has prevailed a custom of a similar kind, which has been continuously followed for a period of not less than 200 years, in which most cases we in no wise rescind the above-mentioned prerogative or custom. However, if this missal, which we have seen fit to publish, be more agreeable to these latter, the people who have permission to say another rite, we grant them permission to celebrate Mass according to its rite, this one, provided they have the consent of their bishop or prelate or of their whole chapter, everything else to the contrary notwithstanding. All other of the churches referred to above, however, are hereby denied the use of other missals, which are to be discontinued entirely and absolutely, whereas by this present constitution, which will be valid henceforth, now and forever, we order and enjoin that nothing must be added to our recently published missal, nothing omitted from it, nor anything whatsoever be changed within it, under the penalty of our displeasure. This is considered an infallible document. We specifically command each and every patriarch, administrator, and all other persons, or whatever of whatever ecclesiastical dignity they may be they even cardinals of the Holy Roman Church, or possessed of any other rank or preeminence, and we order them in virtue of holy obedience to chant or to read the Mass according to the rite and manner and norm herewith laid down by us, and hereafter to discontinue and completely discard all other rubrics and rites of other missals, however ancient, which they have customarily followed, and they must not, in celebrating Mass, presume to introduce any ceremonies or recite any prayers other than those contained in this missal. Furthermore, by these presents, this law, in virtue of our apostolic authority, we grant and concede in perpetuity that for the chanting or reading of the Mass in any church whatsoever, this missal is hereafter to be followed absolutely without any scruple of conscience or fear of incurring any penalty, judgment, or censure, and may freely and lawfully be used, nor are superiors, administrators, canons, chaplains, and other secular priests or religious of whatever title designated, obliged to celebrate the Mass otherwise than as enjoined by us. We likewise declare and ordain that no one whosoever is forced or coerced to alter this missal, and that this present document cannot be revoked or modified, but remain always valid and retain its full force, notwithstanding the previous constitutions and decrees of the Holy See, as well as any general or special constitutions or edicts of provincial or synodal councils, and notwithstanding the practice and custom of the aforesaid churches, established by long and immemorial prescription, except, however, if more than 200 years standing. It is our will, therefore, and by the same authority, we decree that after we publish this constitution and the edition of the missal, the priests of the Roman Curia are, after 30 days, obliged to chant and read the Mass according to it. All others south of the Alps, after 3 months, and those beyond the Alps, within 6 months, because it took time in those days to get to those places, or whatever the missal is available for sale. Wherefore, in order that the missal be preserved incorrupt throughout the whole world and kept free of flaws and errors, the penalty for non-observance for printers, and whether mediately or immediately subject to our dominion and that of the Holy Roman Church, will be the forfeiting of their books and a fine of 100 gold ducats and payable ipso facto to the apostolic treasury. Further, as for those located in other parts of the world, the penalty is excommunication, late sententiae, automatically, and such other penalties as may in our judgment be imposed. And we decree by this law that they must not dare or presume either to print or publish or sell, or in any way to accept books of this nature without our approval and consent, or without the express consent of the apostolic commissaries of those places, who will be appointed by us. Said printer must receive a standard missal and agree faithfully with it, and in no wise vary from the Roman missal of the large type Secundum Magnum Impressionem. Accordingly, since it would be difficult for this present announcement to be sent to all parts of the Christian world and simultaneously come to light everywhere, we direct that it be, as usual, posted and published at the doors of the Basilica of the Prince of the Apostles, also at the Apostolic Chancery, and on the street at Campo Flora, where, furthermore, we direct that printed copies of this same edict, signed by a notary public and made official by an ecclesiastical dignitary, possess the same indubitable validity everywhere and in every nation as if our manuscript were shown there. Therefore, no one, whosoever, is permitted to alter this notice of our permission, statute, ordinance, command, precept, grant, indult, declaration, will, decree, and prohibition. Would anyone, however, presume to commit such an act, he should know that he will incur the wrath of Almighty God and of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, given at St. Peter's in the year of the Lord's Incarnation, 1570, on the 14th of July of the fifth year of our pontificate. Is that clear enough? so that no one would ever dare change this missal. So, brethren, be sure to follow the example of the saints. And now you have read, or you have heard, Quo Primum. You might keep a copy of it near you so that you might refer to it whenever you need to. May God bless you.